Why now is the time to buy? Well, we're going to talk about today's episode reports. We're going to talk about what's happening in all the capital cities. And we're going to talk about, more importantly, why the property you're looking for, you can't find.
Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent. And with me forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Chris, let's crack that beer open, mate. What a week, what a month, what a year, what a podcast.
What a cheers, mate. Cheers. People who don't know, we record four episodes in a night. This is the fourth one, so we crack a beer just to job well done, but we're not quite there yet.
Chris, but wouldn't you want to be authentic and record it once a week live?
Sure, if time permitted.
We tried that.
I don't like him that much. Okay, so you wanted to touch on beginning point. It's okay, we're still friends. You want to talk about a noticeable change you've seen in buyers, a trend, I guess you'd say. What's been happening?
So recently, we've had a lot of buyers coming through properties, and they've been requesting a building report.
Yep. What's unusual about that?
Well, usually buyers don't trust the agents.
Yeah.
Now, as agents, we still recommend to getting a building report with our vendor, because for some people, they'll take it and it'll stop the obstacle. But some vendors are just like,
don't. Well, also level, like, if there's not one already available, there can become questions like, well, why hasn't there been one? Definitely from my side, I always encourage buyers getting their own. There are times that we do take the vendor's report. Sometimes it's free, sometimes, or it's a very low level. Sometimes, instead of us getting our own report done, which we've got to coordinate and get in, we will do that. But let's get the initial one from the agent, whether it's, like I said, free or nominal amount of money, because that might back up enough of our thoughts. But it's interesting, I guess, what we're more talking about here is you're finding buyers coming through and then going, oh, I'll get back to you, I'll have my own done. They're much more inclined at the moment to actually acquire your report.
Yeah, they've been asking, and we have been saying, because it's also one of the reasons why we don't push it too hard now, is that even when we get one, buyers are usually like, they don't believe it. They're like, it's been in favor.
I don't want it even.
And now the fact we have a lot of people sort of, even when we've tossed that up, a little bit perplexed a little.
Yeah.
And for me, that is one sign that the market is starting to move, that buyers...
I think they're doing that because they've missed out on a property, or they've seen properties move fast, and they're approaching, walking into your inspection going, if I like it, I'm going to move.
And with the low levels of stock that's on the market, the people...
Also, we're seeing the same within... I'm seeing both that and with houses with my clients, and also with apartments. You know, I've had clients, you know, acquire strata reports much earlier than before, and I've had one client at the moment, they're acquiring...
Usually, buyers don't trust the agents.
Yeah.
Now, as agents, we still recommend to getting a building report with our vendor, because for some people, they'll take it and it'll stop the obstacle. But some vendors are just like,
don't. Well, also, level, like, if there's not one already available, there can become questions like, well, why hasn't there been one? Definitely from my side, I always encourage buyers getting their own. There are times that we do take the vendor's report. Sometimes it's free, sometimes, or it's a very low level. Sometimes, instead of us getting our own report done, which we've got to coordinate and get in, we will do that. But let's get the initial one from the agent, whether it's, like I said, free or nominal amount of money, because that might back up enough of our thoughts. But it's interesting, I guess, what we're more talking about here is you're finding buyers coming through and then going, oh, I'll get back to you, I'll have my own done. They're much more inclined at the moment to actually acquire your report.
Yeah, they've been asking, and we have been saying, because it's also one of the reasons why we don't push it too hard now, is that even when we get one, buyers are usually like, they don't believe it. They're like, it's been in favor.
I don't want it even.
And now the fact we have a lot of people sort of, even when we've tossed that up, a little bit perplexed a little.
Yeah.
And for me, that is one sign that the market is starting to move, that buyers...
I think they're doing that because they've missed out on a property, or they've seen properties move fast, and they're approaching, walking into your inspection going, if I like it, I'm going to move.
And with the low levels of stock that's on the market,
we're seeing the same
through.
I'm seeing both that and with houses with my clients, and also with apartments. You know, I've had clients, you know, acquire strata reports much earlier than before. And I've had one client at the moment, they're acquiring, now they had already been looking prior to engaging me. They're actually acquiring more often than not the strata report before we even inspect the property, spending $30, $50, $100. Their mentality is, we're spending circa $1 million anyway. In the end, it's going to be a drop in the ocean to them. But also, they want to understand, like, what's in the kitty, what's been going on, and when they go, when they and I physically go inspect it, we can see in the report there's been mention of a wall moved in that apartment 6 years ago. Can you see the work's been done? Or there's been water or something been done, sort of damage. So I get it, but again, it just shows you that people are missing out. They start doing these things further and quicker than they've ever done before.
Now, Chris, some could say that these are just, I guess, subjective opinions, potentially, but...
Can piss off.
Exactly.
No, not quite.
Get out of here.
No, but you know, we can see every capital city has moved forward in price in the month of June and has continued to do so.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I know, I did.
It's like we hadn't discussed where we were going with this podcast, were we?
We don't finish each other's...
sentences.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You can tell the beer's kicking in. So, yeah, so we can see the market overall. Things are moving forward in terms of...
Things. I thought you said aren't.
Oh, no, are
Chris, moving forward. You've just cancelled out the entire podcast.
Are moving forward.
Yeah.
And then in more of a micro standpoint, if you're looking, we're going to talk through some three or four different type of properties in Sydney. And if this is you and you're listening to this, you are in a hot market right now. So if you're looking for a two-bedroom, at least one bathroom and one car park apartment.
I hope at least one bathroom.
Sorry, I should say one bathroom or two, but I'm just saying minimum one bathroom. Thank you, smartass. That's hot. If you're looking for a townhouse that's three bedrooms, you are in a hot market.
Mm.
Kurt, what else is hot?
Four bedrooms.
Oh, that's the third one, but yeah.
Sorry.
Four bedrooms. What? Four bedroom what?
Four bedrooms, two baths, at least one car, particularly anything rear to north, north to rear.
House. You're not talking about apartments here?
Yeah.
Okay, just clarify as well. As
house, like, yes. Now what you're also in a hot market, buying in non-conservation.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good.
Non-conservation. For those that don't know, now this is opening a can of worms, but the ability to make a property a duplex has gone from around 15 meter frontage down to about 12 in some hot spots in New South Wales.
And we've also seen some change in the location between metro as well.
So it's actually not metro.
The metro train stations.
Yep, it's not based on that.
Oh.
So what Chris is talking about, what we're talking about is the TOD, the Transport of Orientation and Design. And it's around town centres. So people, it's easier understood, but people can mistake their own house and be like, and make decisions incorrectly.
Yeah.
So it's around town centres. Look on New South Wales, the planning to find out.
So most importantly though, you don't want to be in a heritage listed or in a, what's the other type?
So you got heritage. You got heritage conservation.
Conservation, yeah.
Known as conservation. And then you got non-conservation.
Right. So you want to be in the last... If you're looking at the last one, so non-conservation, you're in trouble. Because everyone's looking at that.
Exactly.
Yes. Trying to get that point.
People are going to throw money at that. We currently got a property in Roseville where a couple of people are living in conservation. They want to build up and they're looking at non-conservation.
Yeah. So if you're in those ones from the apartment, townhouse, house, and non-conservation, you're in deep doo-doo. And you need to start moving because there is a bank of people behind you and around you that are looking at the exact same thing you are. Now, we're not trying to scare you. We're not trying to go, and we're definitely not trying to, I'm not trying to get you to overpay. And I think Kurt would say the same, but maybe not be. But if you're in that area, we're more just saying, be aware of your competition. You may not be able to see them all the time, but if you're in those ones there is strong competition.
Yep.
Anything else to finish on before?
Not particularly. I think short and sharp. Long story short, if you're ready to buy, buy now. Chris, would you say I've got shorter with my points? More to the point?
Nah. Yeah, maybe. All right. Three quick cues to finish us off.
Back to the three quick cues.
Okay.
Can I defend?
No, it's not really three quick cues, actually. It's these are all property terms. So in what suburb of Sydney has a house changed without moving? And let me clarify. There was a house in particular that was in one suburb and then was the next day was in a different suburb. Which, can you name one of the two suburbs?
Could I have...
You can have it...
Inner west, lower north, upper...
You can have inner west.
Oh, Haberfield?
No.
What?
Camberdown to Newtown.
What's happened? They moved the borderline?
It was like 10 years ago or something, but this one property apparently just relocated. It basically happened overnight. In what suburb was a house sold in Sydney with a tenant? That's not unusual.
Yes.
Where the tenant was a cat. Was that in Paddington, Elizabeth Bay, or Hunters Hill?
It's definitely Paddington.
It is indeed Paddington. Well done.
That is 100% Paddington.
All right, last one. You're one of two so far. Okay, last one. There is a property in Sydney with no access, no street access at all. So it's not touching a street at all. It's a house.
Quick question. This was just, this would have been designed a long time before.
Long time ago. So
yep.
Is that in Bellevue Hill? Is it in Surrey Hills? Or is it in Kirribilli?
Oh, I want to say Kirribilli.
It's not Kirribilli.
Bellevue?
It is not.
Surrey
Hills? Surrey Hills.
Interesting. I always sometimes get confused for a moment between Terry Hills and Surrey Hills.
Oh, yeah, true.
And I have to sometimes check myself.
Just double check.
Perfect.
So, great episode there, I think, or we like to think it is, on why the market is heating up, particularly for buyers. Be ready to move is probably the best thing we could say.
If you're ready to buy, you got your finance pre-approved, your property conveyancer to go, get in there and buy.
We think this is one of those times that in a year's time, people look back at this and go, wish we'd paid attention then.
Yeah.
Good luck out there, and thanks for dropping by.